Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Hard Currency, the weekly podcast of the Financial Times that casts its eye over the comings and goings on the foreign exchange market. I'm Roger Blitz, and with me this week is Jordan Rochester, forex strategist at Nomura, to discuss probably the main event of the second quarter, and that being the French presidential election. The market seemed to be fairly relaxed about the idea of another bout of populism taking hold in a major developed country to match Brexit and Trump, because the polls were pointing to the centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron on course for the Élysée Palace. All that changed this week. As the first round of the election comes into view, the polls are pointing to a surge in support for the far-left candidate Jean-Luc Mélenchon, and markets are starting to feel a bit jittery. Jordan, just tell us how jittery. How are those markets expressing themselves?
Well, the market's trying to price the probability of the negative outcome for markets, that is, of a Marine Le Pen victory, who is anti-Euro, anti-EU, anti-NATO, anti-Schengen, versus that of now the up-and-coming Mélenchon, as you've quite rightly pointed out, who's anti-EU, anti-Euro, anti-NATO. Both of them, for markets, when you're pricing it on the OATs, the French government bond, both of them are talking about fiscal spending as well, when France needs, quite needed, structural reforms to bring in the fiscal deficit. So both of them are negative for markets, just on the spending side, but then there's also the foreign policy side on EU and NATO.
Yes.
When it comes to whether it's like Brexit and Trump, I mean, it's fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me.
Yes.
Is it fool me three times, shame on both of us, is what the market's trying to do. So what I have noticed is the probabilities of either Mélenchon and Marine Le Pen winning are actually quite low based on the polling. So Macron is more likely to win the second round. He's more likely to be in the second round. And what's interesting is the market's overpricing the probability of both of them as it currently stands.
But the French electorate, if we go by these polls, look like they can move around a lot. It seems very difficult to price. And one thing that people have been focusing on is Macron, is this level of base support for Macron. It does feel soft, his support.
Soft. Polls I saw this morning show it's slightly rising, but it's nowhere near as firm, as you quite rightly said, as Marine Le Pen's. And most of her supporters are very certain they're going to vote for her. Hence why her polling numbers are going to stay around these levels. It's very hard for them to shift, but Macron's can shift. And that's kind of what the market's trying to attempt to price for. So in 2002, Marine Le Pen's father went from around 10% 2 weeks before the election, which is where we are now, to 17. So we have 7% increase within just 10 days. So what's interesting is Mélenchon's having a similar rise. So it could be the case where it's either Mélenchon or Marine Le Pen versus Macron, or the worst case scenario, where Macron doesn't feature in the second round at all.
And that is something the market simply hasn't factored in, the idea of Le Pen far right against Mélenchon far left in the second round. That's just new territory.
Well, for anyone who's been following the French election, Mélenchon's been well known. He's featured in the previous elections as well. But the interesting emails I had in my inbox were, who is this guy? So it tells me a lot of people hadn't really looked at anyone outside the favourites. And he wasn't a favourite to be a winner. And he's slowly rising and making it a four-way race from what was a three-way race before.
How different does this feel to the run-up to Brexit and the run-up to the US election?
It's actually a bit more complicated, just because the construct of the actual election itself.
Walk us through that.
Okay, so for Brexit and Trump, you had, you know, a singular date, the 23rd of June and 8th of November. So you could focus on that result and that was it. Well, this is a two-round process. So the 23rd of April, I'm going to watch a football game in my hometown. So I have to get down to the office for the evening. Aston Villa, Birmingham.
Oh, never mind.
I have to get down back to the office for the evening because you have the French election results come in.
Yes.
8 p.m. in French time, you have the exit polls.
Yes.
Once you get that, within half an hour to an hour, you know who's won, typically.
Right.
Then the market opens.
So the market will very quickly focus on who's likely to win the second round or what?
Absolutely. So 5 a.m. in Sydney, 1 hour after the exit polls released, a foreign exchange market opens.
Right.
Now, what we saw when the Brexit date came out was sterling headed lower because you had that date to focus on.
Yes.
Remember, we didn't know the date for a while.
Indeed.
And Boris Johnson then came out at the same time.
Yes, that's right.
Leave. So we will see if Marine Le Pen gets above 29%. Why do I say 29? Because the polling says it's impossible for her to get above 29.
Yes.
Then we know the polling got it wrong again.
So that would be a big shock.
It could imply her support's higher in the second round.
Will we see a backlash as we saw when her father polled extremely well in the first round in 2002? We had that big demonstrations and actually he ended up being trounced by Chirac. Is that a possibility we'd see that?
It's possible. I think it would be a little bit different. So 2002, Jean-Marie Le Pen had most of the country voting against him. It was actually the largest landslide in a French presidential election.
The second round
in 2002.
Since
Napoleon Bonaparte when the first elections were held. The phrase at the time was, wear a peg to the voting booth. Vote for a crook, not a fascist, was okay. the phrase.
Yes.
It was actually banned. You weren't allowed to wear pegs to the voting booth because it indicated who you were voting for.
Okay.
But the point is, with her solid support base of around 25 to 30%, there might be protests, but there won't be as big as it was before because you've got twice the amount of people voting for her than her father.
Okay. All this nervousness has other factors around it, you know, other geopolitical factors. We have North Korea and what America is doing in there. We have the Trump administration loggerheads with Russia. Are we entering a more volatile period? Are we likely to see the VIX continue to rise?
Okay, so we've seen geopolitical tensions before. Think Crimea, think of Turkey, ISIS attacks as well. Mm. So the markets quickly price in a risk premium, and then over time it tends to fade away. Now, if we're talking war with North Korea, that's a different ballgame. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about have vols bottomed out. So recently we've seen market volatility fall to another low for the year. Technically, it seems very attractive to buy vol at this level. So the interesting thing is foreign exchange volatility in the French election space has been pricing Marine Le Pen and her chances for quite some time, where VIX seems to be catching up.
Okay. The desire for finding a haven in this market. I mean, the euro was actually quite a haven, wasn't it? But you would normally look at the Swissie and you normally look at the yen. Are we seeing a consistent haven buying at the moment or is it fairly erratic?
No, we are. I think the clearest example, and you talked about reserve currencies and safe havens, is the Swissie. Euro Swiss, for example, is pretty much lower than it was before Donald Trump was elected. And the interesting thing about that is it's one of the best funding currencies in the world. Negative 75 basis points and 0.75% negative. You get paid to sell it, and it's stronger.
Right.
Because there is a flow into safe havens that you're seeing. And look at dollar yen or the yen against the euro. It's been appreciating the yen quite substantially because of this. So we are seeing the safe haven flows, but because this is a euro-specific risk, it's not seeing a large euro strength whatsoever, quite the opposite.
Okay. But of course, we could see a big bounce in the euro if, at the end of the day, it is a centrist Macron victory come the second round. So that is in the back pocket of the market, as it were.
We could get a tape back in May, and we could get a tape back in October, and we could change the words Brexit and Trump into Marine Le Pen.
Yes.
I just hope that we're not sat here next year talking about that outcome being so. In terms of market moves, because we are very positive on euro in the long run.
Yeah.
So we think once you get the risk out of the way, the ECB are going to normalize their policy, move away from negative interest rates, and also the QE purchases on their sovereign bonds and the corporate space as well. But you'll see the normalization trade, and that will see rates in Europe increase substantially versus their peers, because you're in negative territory on the front end in Europe. So when that goes positive again in the near future, so next year and beyond, euro should appreciate in that circumstance. So we're talking 1.15 against the dollar, for example.
That is until we get the next political risk, which is Italy.
Absolutely.
So actually, it might be just a short-term rise in the euro until we get an Italian election come the start of 2018.
Well, as it stands, polling has five-star, the anti-euro, anti-EU party in Italy, around the same level as the PD, Renzi's party. So what you find in Italian politics is that coalitions are not set in stone. And with both the five-star and PD getting the same level of support, it would be quite an interesting outcome to see a sort of coalition involving the five-star. And does Italy finally have a say on the euro, for example? So you're right. After September, I think we'll get more news about when that election will be.
Okay, just straight up, euros on a euro-dollar basis, do you sit on your hands just for the time being? Talk about the Easter period.
I think the polls might continue to tighten. That could happen, and euro will trade heavily because of that. So right now, I'm not getting a long euro. But I think after the first round, if you find that it's Marine Le Pen versus Macron, and her polling is not higher than what's expected from the polling up to the run-in, so below 29% in support of Marine Le Pen in the first round, then yeah, people will look to buy euros because it will be at very cheap levels. If, however, she polls higher or Mélenchon features in the second round, it's a different ballgame. Because if Mélenchon's in the second round, he's actually got a lot of higher chance of winning than Marine Le Pen. And the markets won't really differentiate the two very much because they have very similar fiscal policies and views on Europe.
That's the one you're going to be looking out for when you're back from Villa versus Birmingham.
Absolutely.
Okay, my thanks to Jordan Rochester of Nomura. We'll be back this time next week, just before that first round. And we'll also have the Bank of England's latest thoughts to discuss, as well as the key Forex market moves after the Easter break. So join us again for Hard Currency. Until then, have a good Easter. Goodbye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.